Overview. The 2017 BMW i3 BEV 60AH was a truly pioneering premium compact EV, rocking a distinctive look and clever carbon fiber construction. Designed primarily for zipping around the city, this all-electric variant was the original recipe for BMW's futuristic urbanite. Its standout styling and use of sustainable materials really set it apart. As a discontinued model, you'd be looking at the used market, with prices for this early adopter special hovering around €11,200 in Europe. It's a slice of electric history with undeniable character. What's new for 2017? For 2017, this BEV 60AH trim was in its final year of production as BMW shifted focus to the i3 with the larger 94AH battery. So rather than big new features, the 60AH represented a mature version of the original i3 package, benefiting from years of tweaks. It was the entry point into i3 ownership, often found with appealing option bundles before it bowed out. Think of it as the OG i3, a well-sorted city slicker making way for its longer-legged sibling. Design and exterior. This funky hatchback is instantly recognizable. The BMW i3 BEV 60AH flaunts a unique tallboy silhouette crafted with a lightweight carbon fiber reinforced plastic, CFRP, passenger cell. Its coach-style rear doors are a neat party trick, adding to its quirky charm. Key dimensions are a city-friendly 3999mm in length, 1775mm, mirrors excluded, and 1578mm height. Narrow tires, designed for maximum efficiency, complete the distinctive, future-forward look. It's certainly not trying to blend in. Interior, tech, and cargo. Step inside the i3 BEV 60AH and you're greeted by an airy, minimalist cabin rich with sustainable materials like Kenna fibers and open-pore eucalyptus wood. It seats four, with those rear coach doors offering unique access. Boot space is a decent 260 liters, expanding to 1100 liters with the rear seats folded down, though there's no dedicated frunk. Infotainment was handled by BMW's iDrive system, with screen sizes and features like navigation or enhanced connectivity often part of optional packages on this early trailblazer. Performance and driving experience. Don't let its eco credentials fool you. This i3 is a proper hoot in town. The rear-wheel drive setup, powered by a 125-kilowatt PMSM electric motor churning out 250 newtons of torque, delivers a sprightly 0 to 100-kilometer sprint in just 7.2 seconds. Top speed is capped at 150 kilometers per hour. Its nippy acceleration and tight turning circle make it a city champion. The ride can be a tad firm on rougher surfaces, but the strong regenerative braking allows for engaging one-pedal driving. Range, battery, and charging. The i3 BEV 60AH packs an 18.8-kilowatt usable battery, giving a real-world range estimate of around 133 kilometers, as calculated by Green Cars Compare. Perfect for city duties. Its efficiency is rated at a solid 7.07 kilowatt per hour. For charging, the standard 7.4 kilowatt onboard AC charger will juice it up fully in about 3 hours. Need a quicker zap? It supports DC fast charging via its CCS Type 2 port at up to 80% in roughly 30 to 40 minutes. Safety and driver assistance features. Safety-wise, the BMW i3 BEV 60AH secured a 4-star rating from Euro NCAP back in 2013. Standard kit typically included essentials like multiple airbags and parking sensors. For more advanced driver assistance systems such as adaptive cruise control, collision warning, or lane keeping aids, these were often part of optional Driving Assistant Plus packages. So if those are must-haves, you'll need to check the individual car specification carefully when browsing the used market. Warranty and maintenance coverage. When new, BMW typically backed the i3 with a 3-year vehicle warranty in Europe, often with unlimited kilometers or up to 100,000 kilometers. The crucial high-voltage battery usually received an 8-year warranty covering up to 100,000 kilometers or sometimes 160,000 kilometers, protecting against excessive degradation. Electric powertrain maintenance is generally less demanding than petrol cars, contributing to potentially lower running costs. By 2017, many early model quirks had been addressed, making it a reasonably reliable choice.